What's going on over here? Are you okay?
Yes, sir.
You're going to get run over.
Nah, these people are real cool for me.
Oh, you're too close. You're going to get run over. You got to find a better place to sit than this.
It'll come close.
Huh?
I've been out here 6 years off and on. Of course, they didn't have these yellow lines out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, you got to be really careful.
See these great people out here.
They didn't have one at Wendy's. I had to go to Starbucks. I hope it tastes all right. That's not my place. I
have an extra blanket. Do you need another blanket? No, ma'am. I can't fit anything else in my duffel bag.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm overloaded, probably.
It's a small one. Where's you got your puppy dog covered up?
Right here.
All right.
Where it's nice and warm.
Oh, you got a dog under there?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Don't touch it by the dog.
Hot chocolate, man.
He looks like you got plenty of food and everything.
Yeah, I try to feed him.
You got
hot chocolate. Well, you be blessed, Mr. Stick. You
yes,
stay
ma'am.
Safe. God bless you.
You too. Merry Christmas. We don't see you. High school.
So my name's Jim. What's your name?
Stick.
Stick?
Yep.
S-T-I-C-K.
No, just I-K.
Stick. Yeah. You from around here?
I'm from everywhere.
I'm sorry.
Chicago, born and raised.
Say that again.
I'm from everywhere.
Oh, you're from everywhere.
Born and raised.
Oh, okay.
Military out in California. And then I come out this way and ended up upstate. I used to carry walking sticks in Tennessee.
Don't they have any...
Got a dog.
Oh, they won't let you in with a dog. Maybe it's time to lose
won't
the dog.
No.
You want to be homeless? You want to be homeless for a dog?
Yep.
Really?
My buddy.
Yeah, I know. I know animals can be good friends, but at some point you got to use common sense, don't you? Instead of being out in the rain and...
I've been out here 6 years.
Huh?
I've been out here 6 years.
In Lufkin?
Where?
Yeah, you know, where do you go the rest of the time? Oh, you go to other states when it gets even cold?
I don't go north.
This is about as cold as it gets here, isn't it?
Not
gets a little colder, huh?
Depends on if it's windy and rainy.
Yeah.
And it's nasty.
Well, I just drove by, got gas, and I got a bad knee, so it's hard for me to do. I drove by and got gas, and I saw you sitting out here, and I'm a traveling preacher, and I always reach out to people that are in need. But you look like you got food. You probably have the ability to go and get shelter, but because of your dog, you don't want to get shelter. Yeah? Do you work or get retirement or, you know, Social Security or anything?
Social Security.
Social Security? You do get that?
Nothing else from Uncle Sam.
Yeah. No way to find any work or anything, huh?
I got frostbite December. It's almost a year ago. My girlfriend and I, the dog, we ended up Flagstaff, couldn't go see the Grand Canyon. And had to wait a couple days for my check to come in. So she fell asleep on my shoulder one night in the pickup truck out in the parking lot.
Oh, so you got a pickup truck?
No, come on. It was hers.
Oh, it's hers.
And she died on me overnight.
She died?
In her sleep.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And then 4 hours after they got her body out, I was washing up in the truck stop, and somebody broke in and stole our wallets.
Oh, man.
So I'm kind of like, I had to come all the way back here because I knew this VA
would
take me up.
Well, it's the reason I stopped to talk to you. I want to make sure you know the biblical path to eternal life, the narrow road. You look like you're about my age.
63.
Okay, I'm 58, so I was a good guess. There's a narrow path to eternal life. Jesus Christ came, lived the perfect life, and shed his blood for you and I so that our sins could be forgiven. But Stick, it's not that easy. It doesn't end there. We must respond to what Christ did through repentance, turning from our own ways. I used to be a drunk and a worldly man. And then the Bible says we can be born again by the Spirit of God. And then we follow God obediently and faithfully, keeping his word. And one day we can hear, well done, good and faithful servant. America's awash with churchianity, all their false traditions, all those false things. I just want to share with you, there is a path, there is hope. It's on that gospel track. And my phone number's on there. If I can ever help you in any of the things of the faith or any needs or anything, you make sure you reach out to me. All right?
Yes, sir.
When you die, you don't want to stand before God without being born again in Christ. Amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
I love you. I wanted to tell you the truth.
Thank you.
Let me know if I can ever help you. Hey, God be praised. Hey.